Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Well, 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 this is a special episode. Because we did it in the backyard of my home in Seattle, Washington. Brad was up there doing shows at the Parlor Live, and we stopped by my home. I actually showed him around some of the parts of where I grew up in Lake Forest Park, Washington, and got an authentic Kid Valley milkshake from Kid Valley. Little shout out. Maybe you guys can sponsor us with free milkshakes forever. It was incredible. Seeing a dwarf drink a root beer vanilla combo milkshake is something you need to add to your bucket list, because his face lit up like he just saw that Santa Claus revealed he was fucking Warwick Davis, who was Willow, who was also a dwarf. This episode is very special because it's in Seattle, we also in the same day record a podcast with my mother, Puddin' Ray, and my two twin nieces, Brooke and Brianna, who are 5 years old. But those episodes will be coming out at a later date. But this episode was so much fun because we were in Seattle and I got to hear Brad's thoughts on seeing parts of the city he hadn't seen before, as well as Brad introducing. We got to tell some really cool stories about me growing up. And then Brad dropped a bombshell about a new job that he got that is really exciting for both he and the podcast. I'll let him tell you in the podcast. I won't spoil the surprise, but it's pretty exciting. And definitely, you know, life comes at you with curveballs and new opportunities. And this is one of those. And we're really excited for Bradley. Of course, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, rate the podcast, give it a 5-star rating because that helps us climb the podcast ranks so we can eventually take over the world. Get it on your podcast app on your iPhone or Android, or stream all the episodes at aboutlastnightpodcast.com. Of course, all of Brad and I's tour dates you can find on our websites at adamraytv.com and bradwilliamscomedy.com. For me, coming up, some really exciting shows. September 7th, I'll be at Santa Monica in the Westside Comedy Theater. September 10th, I'll be at the Lyric Theater for a very special show that's on the South La Brea, 518 South La Brea. On the 23rd of September, I'll be at the Irvine Improv at 10 o'clock. And then I'm headlining the Hollywood Improv, the world-famous Hollywood Improv in Los Angeles, California, September 27th. That's a Saturday night at 8 p.m. Get your tickets at adamraycomedy.com or improv.com. Brad is, what's he doing as far as shows go? Well, he's just taping his one-hour special. Yeah! In Santa Barbara at the Lobos Theater. Go check it out. It's going to be incredible. Brad's been prepping for this for a long time, and it's finally time to fucking kill it. And he's going to do that 10 o'clock, September 5th, a Friday night. Go out, support, get tickets at bradwilliamscomedy.com, and go support our little guy. Now, before we get into this episode, I want to let you guys know I wrote and sang and recorded with my buddy Moses Diaz, who's a great pal and supporter of the podcast and also an incredible musician. And he helped me produce this podcast outro track. I heard some podcasts had songs at the end of their episodes. A lot of our episodes just end. They just cut out when the episode's over. And I thought it'd be fun to have a song to close it out. So I wrote the song, created some pretty silly melodies. Moses fucking killed it. He's a wizard and with the recording equipment. And he helped me produce this track that you will now hear at the end of every About Last Night podcast episode. And I hope you dig it. Tweet at me. Let me know what you think of the song, because I put my heart and soul into it. And I think you're really going to dig it. It's catchy as fuck. And it's got some cool trombone parts. And it's got some info. So hit me up. Let me know what you think of it. But in the meantime, now that we got all the tour dates out of the way, the outro song updates, all the Twitter handles, and all the other bullshit, please continue to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. But again, now that that's all out of the way, sit down, relax, and get ready to enjoy a very special, live from Seattle, episode of the About Last Night podcast with Adam Ray and Brad Williams.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast. We're in lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Well, here we are.
This is another road trip podcast.
Yeah.
This is our second one.
Cabo.
And I think this is the only other road trip podcast we've ever done.
What was the... Well, no, we did a phone call.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. But this is, you know, we're face to face. I get
thank God, by the way, you didn't die.
Yes, I didn't die in Brazil, so we could do this road trip podcast and we could be out here at...
Oh, God, I'm just putting my mouth on some hot Seattle coffee. It sounds like a commercial.
What are you trying to be, Marin? Wow, I just shit. Ah, pal, I just shit my pants. On Keurig Seattle coffee.
Hey, easy. Let's not give away free sponsors.
Okay, but Keurig, if you're listening, we totally sponsor.
We would love to take one of those machines off your hands and talk about it. Brad, where are we right now?
We are
What's his name? Who does Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
Oh, Robin Leach.
You know what I love about you? Your face lit up, A, for the fact that you knew who I was talking about.
Sure.
And B, for the fact because you knew you do a pretty good Robin Leach.
Apparently I have a fifth impression. I thought I topped out at four with Michael Caine, Jason Statham, Shakira, and
Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, Yosemite Sam. But apparently I got one more. So I got a Robin Leach impression. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Champagne Wishes and Caviar Dreams coming to you right now from the Ray Estate. We are...
Actually, the Cox Estate.
Oh, the Cox Estate. Oh,
George,
yeah.
Your mother's name is Cox.
Ah, okay. Yeah, your mom remarried. So, from... We coming to you from the backyard of a giant Cox.
The house that Cox built
with... with a lovely foyer. I don't even know what that is, but I hear rich people say it all the time. And there's a backyard and lots of lawn furniture. There's a hot tub.
And lots of lawn furniture, chairs and table situations, trees and shrubberies about.
No doubt this backyard has seen plenty of parties of pouring champagne down the nipples of supermodels.
Boy, you couldn't be further from the truth. But there have been joints smoked on this patio.
Yeah.
My parents were gone.
Yeah, buddy.
And by the way, we are the home, by the way, of my my mom and stepdad in Seattle, Washington, because Brad's at the Parlor Live.
Yep.
And we decide to do a pod instead of in the hotel room where Brad is at, which is sad and lonely and filled with Lubriderm. We decided we would come to and be outside. And we do have neighbors that I think...
We're not allowed.
So we can't talk. Well, we can't even talk about the situation.
But, yeah.
You know, as you do, you live in a neighborhood sometimes where, hey, not everybody gets along. And you know, I wish it was a. I was about to say Malcolm King, Rodney King.
Yeah. Can we all just get along? I'm sure your third grade history teacher is crying right now.
Malcolm King. Malcolm Jamal Warner. You mean Theo Huxtable?
Did I teach you nothing in class, Adam Ray? Malcolm King. Really? You just took two black names of civil rights leaders and put them together, Malcolm X and Rodney King.
That's a fun game you can play at home.
Yeah. Next, it's going to be Martin Luther Farrakhan.
Well, Brian Scolaro, who will be on this podcast soon, has a hilarious joke where he says how there's no fat person. Brian's a bigger dude. And he goes, I'm fat. As you see, I wear different shades of black. I put on shirts and I just decide, is this one too tight? Is this one showing my tits? I don't have tits yet, but I'm like, they're in the mail. They're on the way. Yeah. You know, get them while they're hot. And then he goes, fat people, people make fun of fat people all the time. There's no spokesperson. There's no Martin Luther Burger King Jr. speaking up for the fat people.
Oh, Brian Scolaro.
Look up Brian Scolaro if you don't know who he is. His
talented albums. Son of a bitch.
His album's on iTunes. But this this home, you know, I've been living in since when I first got to USC. That's when my mom and stepdad moved in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the backyard has now been created into a nice... you know, home and gardening magazine cover.
It is. You think? The what was that? Home and Garden Channel, Home Channel, Home
don't
Improvement
have, like,
Channel.
You have it set on your DVR.
Oh, of course. Because I,
which by the way, that would be.
I love Yard Crashers. Are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's a show. I think it's a show. No, it's a show where some guy just ambushes people out front of a Home Depot and says, what, are you going to put a fountain in your backyard? How about I come to your backyard and turn it into the damn Playboy Mansion Grotto?
Whoa.
And then they've never met the guy before, and then they say yes, and then he comes in and turns their yards
people
into amazing
so
shit.
People are so willing and trusting of strangers who have any sort of, like, decorating abilities.
Oh, sure. I mean, if any guy walks into your house and goes like, I would not put that bookshelf there. It's gay Oprah. I don't know why I did that. GoPro. That like sounds like gay the Oprah. Female version of the GoPro camera. Yeah, sure. You've had it on your snowboards and on your kayaks, but now
what about
comes the GoPro for women. GoPro. You can put it on your... This is going to sound incredibly sexist.
Tampon?
Yeah, you can put...
See what it's really like inside there.
Oh, my God. Put those videos on the internet.
That's the tagline. See what it's really like in there. How do you like Seattle? Let's talk about your first impressions, because you have not been... this is where I grew up, man.
Yeah.
I tried to give you some of the landmarks. I drive by, I go, that's where my high school girlfriend and I got caught having sex in a car by the local police.
Sure.
I think you... I pointed my elementary...
I think there was a plaque there. There was a plaque. on this spot.
Star of the Heat, and according to Jim.
He was caught
with his fingers inside of a high school kid. When he was in high school, too. It's a long plaque.
It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah. And then I showed you my the local beach club that I went to.
That was
but
gorgeous.
I don't want to say beach club. I'm hesitant to say, because you think of like beach club. Did you bring an extra towel for jeans?
No,
did you bring
take the yacht out.
Take the yacht. Did you bring the lotion? Did you put the lotion in the basket?
Wait, what?
But there, it's a big dock on Lake Washington.
Yep.
And there's, you know, a field and some picnic tables. Mm-hmm. It's pretty low key, but it's where I had a lot of good times growing up.
It's great.
And we stopped by there so you could see Lake Washington.
Yeah.
And
got there. We dangled our legs out on the edge of the dock like we're reenacting our favorite scene from the movie My Girl. And
wow, those kids. I wonder if those kids, if any of those young kids were at the dock, go, look at that dwarf from that Jew. They're having a My Girl moment.
They are having a My Girl moment. I hope I'm not the one that gets stung by the bees. Spoiler alert.
Whoa. Too soon. Rest in peace, Macaulay's character.
So, but yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous.
You got a Kid Valley burger and shake.
All right.
Which I will.
We got to talk about that for a second.
Brad goes, is there something we can eat that's like local Seattle cuisine? And I said, well, my ex moved to San Francisco, so we can't eat that.
Well, because that was something that was known all around Seattle.
Everybody had it.
Yeah, everyone was like, have you tried Linda? What, is that a diner?
How dare you think I would ever date a Linda?
We're sorry for any Lindas who are listening
to
this.
Linda was my high school drama teacher.
Linda's a very attractive name. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're right, it is.
There you go. Don't hate on Linda.
Yeah, you're right.
Hashtag don't hate on Linda. Send that to Adam Ray when you hear this episode. Hashtag don't hate on Linda.
So we stopped by Kid Valley, which is almost like the... Everyone knows about Dick's in Seattle. It's the...
Burger joint.
It's the Seattle equivalent of In-N-Out.
Yeah.
And to me, it's better because it's greasier and it's just better.
Well, I mean, we'll have to fight over that eventually.
Yeah, we have to have a Dick's In-N-Out. By the way, why are they both so sexually suggestive?
Well, so here's...
We're going to have to have a Dick's and In-N-Out
competition. We're going to have to go In-N-Out with Dick's.
The third annual Dick's In-N-Out competition.
I think that just shows you that if you're starting up your own local burger chain, that you have to have some sort of sexual innuendo.
Yeah, yeah.
Just included in it.
What are some other ones?
Oh, my God. Bread basket? Is that a sexual innuendo?
From,
I don't know.
An Italian guy with a big bush.
Moist meat. I don't know. maybe that would be one.
anal French fries.
anal French fries. That's actually a place in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So you talk shit, my friend. That's real.
But the shake. What did you get? Tell them what you got.
A mixture of vanilla and root beer in a milkshake, and you put up a Vine video of my reaction of the first sip. And that was authentic. I don't want people to think like there were multiple takes. I don't want people to think that was like staged. That was
You're not that good of an actor.
No, I'm not that good. I'm a horrible actor. I mean,
we saw your Sam and Cat episode.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they didn't even let me speak English on that episode. Like, wait, we had lines for him, but have you seen him say it? I know we need a dwarf, but can he,
I love the director's Jewish, by the way.
Yeah, can he just say "Ikvevak udavak velitzteku"? Can he say that? Yes, I could say that.
Have you done that anywhere, by the way?
What?
But by the way, that would be incredible if that episode of that show was so popular, almost like Chris D'Elia's Workaholics episode,
right?
Where people ask you to quote it,
oh
so
my
you
God.
Would have to go up and say it to people. But people who didn't know that was from a show would, from afar, see a dwarf putting a curse on somebody in a mall on the side of a Jamba Juice.
That's how I'm going to start every one of my shows, because the fans are going to demand it. Like the same way Chappelle couldn't go on stage for a while without having to say, like, the whole crowd is like chanting, "I'm Rick James, bitch," and all that. And J.J. Walker, everyone starts yelling out, "Dynamite!" Yes,
Brad. And they can't. They yeah, stand like, up when you come out.
The gibberish thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know how to say it, but like, "Ik devak, gu devak, valik deku."
Love that you don't forget
something
it.
Like that.
That's
oh
awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean,
I've forgotten all my lines in the heat.
I think the one thing you remember is how soft and subtle the bosom of Sandra Bullock's was.
The Bullock bosom?
Yeah, the Bullock bosom.
Yeah, I definitely could have stayed there for a while.
Sure. Set up a summer place. Why not?
Any great summer plans?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm going to be lodged in between some Oscar cleavage. What are you up to?
Yeah. Hey, Sandra, it's June.
The
so.
Boat.
Well done, sir.
So we got the shake.
So yeah, we said
we had our My Girl moment.
We had our My Girl moment, and we drove around, and basically my impressions of Seattle, and I told you this in the car. It's a large city, but it's got a small town feel.
Yep.
Like you definitely drove around, you saw like the neighborhood places, and it almost feels like it's a city right out of like the only thing you have that's comparable maybe in LA. Is like Big Bear, California, which is a mountain resort.
Oh, really? I've never been to Big Bear. Is
it? Yeah, it's like the ski mountain resort, and nice. That would be the only thing that I would think would be kind of close to it. Because sure, you have the city and CenturyLink Field and yep. Space Needle and all that, but then you go just a few miles outside of that, and now you're in. It's like you're in Anytown, USA. It's great.
Yeah, and the amount of green.
Mm-hmm.
Is awesome. And how clean.
And we're not just talking about the fact that weed is legal here.
Oh yeah. Although I did hear an ad on the radio, which is great. You mentioned this too, like being home in Seattle, getting all the local sports radio shows now
sure.
that I grew up with, and getting them to hear about my teams that are like doing well.
Yeah.
It's not just, well, the Storm won again. I guess that's what we can talk about. And I guess, should we talk about how the Seahawks and Mariners suck still and we don't have a basketball team? Oh, that's right. Storm, Lauren Jackson had 20 points. It was like, oh God, who gives a shit? Yeah, the weed, it was a commercial where it said, just a reminder, you can't smoke weed on the bus or something like that. It was, huh. I'm paraphrasing, but it was like, and just remember, like, smoking weed, just hearing it as like a normal radio commercial,
right.
I was like, wow, man.
Things have changed.
Things have changed.
Oh, my, yeah, so they actually have to do ads now.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
like
you can have your, you can have your purple monkey in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
Some
you can
smoke
your Opa pussy.
Some OG Kush. But when it gets to the bus, hey, those people are trying to get to work.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll want to be high.
Yeah. I think that's a valid rule, don't you?
Yeah, that's valid. That
you don't
want
to be getting
sense.
Secondhand high if you're like taking the the bus downtown to like, you know, work at a newspaper or okay. What is this, 1986?
I know, yeah, I was
newspapers
say.
Aren't around anymore.
No, yeah,
they're a dying breed.
Yeah, they have a
unfortunately.
Yeah,
where would you be taking a bus to? Well, maybe the well, you know what though? But there's
cockfights. We were about to say cockfights.
Coffee shop.
Oh, okay, coffee shop.
Jesus,
sure.
Just because we're in the home that Cox built.
Which I love the fact and this is something that I think everyone experiences. Or most people experience during their lives is, you know, you grow up, you move out, but then when you go home, once again, mom is mom.
Yeah.
You're the kid, and you kind of go right back to those roles.
My mom woke me up this morning.
Really?
I'm 32 years old, Brad. Every time I'm here, she comes into my room and wakes me up.
Wow.
Because she, I don't know, likes to be the first one to greet me.
Yeah.
I'm talking about her. She's coming up next.
Yeah.
We're doing one right now, and then we're doing
we'll do one with her.
She couldn't be more excited, by the way.
Yeah.
But she woke me up like I'm 10 years old. Like she was trying to wake me up for like soccer practice, or I was going to be late.
Right. Your mom right now is dancing in a window.
Yeah.
Staring at
us. Let's just keep in mind it's 1:53 and she's hammered.
No. Wow, that's definitely there's a lot of things you guys have in common.
Bourbon is a hell of a drink.
It is. She still wakes you up. She offered to make us lunch.
When we walked in with food, by the way.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I can still feed you.
Yeah.
And that's just moms. It's what they do. And then while we're setting up for the podcast, I get a...
Which, by the way, she set up a table for us outside. So that
was huge. Yeah, with a tablecloth. Would we have ever put a tablecloth on this thing? No. But she's just like, oh, well, they have to have something nice and floral and floral to look at.
And floral.
You know, because that inspires, I've heard that inspires a lot of Rita Rudner's comedy is when she had floral arrangements around her. So, yeah, I'm going to throw that on there. And then while we're getting set up, my mom calls and says, hey.
This is great.
And say, just so you know, I got your couch fixed. And then the pillows were a little... They were a little shitty. So I got them restuffed, and you owe me $200.
What?
I'm like, wait, what? It's like, yeah, don't worry. You'll thank me later.
Will you?
But I just got your pillows restuffed. $200. That's it. What's $200? You sell like 5 t-shirts a night, right?
Yeah. But also, I think it's the principle of like, don't
my
make
money.
Upgrades for me that I don't need.
No. And I don't think I don't think any woman has ever been over to my house and said, well, Brad, I was going to engage in some sexual escapades with you, but these cushions, I just I don't trust them. I don't trust these cushions. No, it's never happened. But she's a mom, and she just wants my place to be presentable. And so
she's looking out for you.
Yeah, she's looking out. So I don't know. Maybe one day.
By the way, once we both get long-term girlfriends and or wives,
mm-hmm.
I think the moms will start to take a backseat with some of this stuff because they'll realize somebody. I feel like there's an overcompensation, and we'll discuss with this with my mom. But I feel like she knows that I need some sort of a female presence.
Right.
She knows that I'm not that put together, so she's like. But I mean,
they do.
But the fact that she needs to wake me up is a little sad. Like, and I'll, by the way, she walked in, and I literally heard her come in and go, "Hello," and I turn and go, "Get out." My alarm's going off in 10 minutes. I got 10 more minutes of sleep. And she just goes, shit, okay. And just turn around and walk out. And it's just like, I can wake myself up at this point.
Yeah, I can do it.
I'm going to have to start putting a do not disturb sign on the door when I come home.
Wow. Yeah. You're going to have a sock on the door.
Yeah.
Just when you're in your old, home. What, is Adam in there with a woman? No, he just really wants to sleep and wake up under his own power.
Yeah, but maybe he is.
Is that too much? This is about the time when I think that we should... I'm going through a little bit of a career change.
Yeah.
And we should probably announce that.
Real quick, though, before we do that.
Sure.
I want to mention how, because this is hilarious, when we drove by my elementary school,
mm-hmm.
And Brad goes, I'm having this, like, I haven't seen my elementary school probably in, like, I don't know, 6-7 years. I just haven't taken the time to go by it.
Sure.
A lot of good memories. A lot of just life that happened there.
Yeah, and a lot of handball victories.
A lot of handball victories. a lot of... not getting picked for kickball.
Right.
And getting picked for kickball because they saw the destruction that would happen on the base path if somebody got in my way.
Go quick fat.
Yeah. So we're driving by. That was my elementary school, man. That was the first taste of acting I had. It was fifth grade. The Cowardly Lion was right in that theater. Mm. He goes, where's the room where Fat Adam broke the desk?
I did say that.
Yeah.
Well, because I figure, I mean, we talked about the commemorative plaque earlier.
Yeah, which is great. But by the way, if I get really famous, I hope that they like... almost like the Smithsonian, where they corner off a desk and put like a light, maybe a display case around it,
right,
with my like name tag on it.
Yeah, this is his half-eaten cookie.
are the fart crackers he ate.
But,
these are the crackers that he took from a girl because he was hungry and ate his snack. And after he was chewing on them, she started laughing and told Adam that her brother farted on him, in which Adam said, "Eh." And
genius.
Continued to eat the fart crackers.
Back in the day, genius. Well, you know they're going to have pictures of you in the Cowardly Lion outfit.
Yeah, they've got to.
That's going to be up there.
That was, well, God, man, I was a great lion, but I was, as my mom will attest to, I was a fat lion.
You were a fat lion?
It was the first time in the history of the Wizard of Oz story that the Cowardly Lion asked for some courage so they could have the courage to ask for some ice cream cake.
Oh, good. I love ready whipped cream.
Dude, Krispy Kreme donuts.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
Dude, he's like, we're this is the odds. He can give you anything. I just want an Oreo cookie blizzard. You can get anything though.
I know. But just Oreo cookie blizzard. It'll be good. All right. Oh, good lord. But the news. The news on my end is I'm now the new morning show host at Live 105 in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Hey. You put your microphone on your dick and clapped over it.
That's how I honor my friends.
Hey, I completely understand that. So from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
That's so early.
I know.
Have you ever been funny at 5 a.m.?
We'll find out.
You're going to crush it. And this is a big deal. It's a big career change. It's,
yeah.
You're having all sorts of... I think you sent me a text that was like, well, you sent me a dick pic. And then you sent me a picture or a text that said, I'm scared, I'm nervous, I'm excited. I was like, easy, Jesse Spano.
I'm so excited.
But those are all the feelings you should be having.
Yeah.
You're moving.
Right.
You're starting a job you've never done before.
Yeah.
Because as much as people want to say... and this is what I made the mistake of assuming, you know, in when we were texting and you weren't getting back, and I was like, he's doing radio. He's done radio for the last like 8 years.
Yeah,
doing radio
1,000 times.
The podcasting and all these skills he has. That like, what is he? And you were like, I'm training. I'm sorry. I'll get back to you later. I'm just like, what could you be? Oh yeah. You're running the whole soundboard now.
Right.
Your cues. I mean, knowing when to take a caller, to press a button to turn the music down.
Yeah.
I mean, these are just a few of the things.
These are all the things that that you don't realize that morning show hosts are doing. And they're doing a lot. And while I do have two other people with me, I have Kevin Klein from Playboy Radio.
From a fish called Wanda.
Yes.
And Life is House. The actor.
Co-star and
has anybody ever missed
co-star with Will Smith in the Wild Wild West? That classic.
Oh my God! Drink five if you're playing at home for the first Wild Wild West reference.
Not the last. And Dave. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That guy.
Kevin Klein from Playboy Radio.
From Playboy Radio.
He got this gig, and they go, "Who would you want to be your co-host?"
Yep.
Suggest some names. And I think he just suggested you.
Yeah.
And was like, this is the guy.
Right.
But they had to go through the procedure and audition you.
And
what was that like?
It was weird because, like you say, I've done radio 1,000 times. We do this podcast. We talk. But then it's interesting for them to say, okay, talk about this. You have to include this somewhere. You have to read this ad. And then you have to be out when the clock hits this time for ads or whatever. You're just like, oh, wow.
And you have to stay on that.
Yeah.
We had to do that a little bit when we first started the podcast at the John Lovitz studio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we had like actual times.
But right. There were times when we started to be like, we're not going to do the ad at this break. We're going to do it at the end or something. Like we could kind of pick. But no. Now you're at a big dog radio station where these ads are paying good money.
Right.
And they're kind of the reason you get are on the air, right? Because they're supporting the whole.
They are. So you absolutely have to give them their props. And if you're not in San Francisco and you do want to listen, I believe the show will be podcasted. It'll also be on the iHeartRadio app. Now, I know you're listening to this going, but Brad, you're moving to San Francisco. What does that mean for the About Last Night podcast? Don't you worry little heads.
We've had a nice long talk about it.
Yes, we are.
Brad and I are committed to not stopping. And there will be, I think there'll just be not changes, but some different ways in which the podcast is delivered.
Sure.
I think we're talking about getting a, whether it's monthly or every other month show in San Fran at the Punchline Comedy Club, which is my home up there, which is going to be blocks from where you live.
Yeah, literally, two blocks.
And doing a, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Doing a show there where we do stand-up. Maybe if there's somebody in town that's worthy of having on, we'll do a live podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be a Brad and Adam show to, A, get me up there and have us do some podcasts, and also to... keep it going. And then obviously I'm going to keep doing it, I think, down in LA, and we're going to find a way to feed Brad in.
Sure.
And then there might be somewhere, if we just can't work it out, where I had Brent Morin fill in, maybe we'll just have a guest fill in and Brad either calls in or I'll do something. But it's not stopping.
Yeah, because we've come too far. We've had too much fun, and you guys who are listening have been too great.
Yeah, that's really why we can't stop.
Yeah, because you guys comment and you rate the podcast and you tweet us and you say, oh my God, I just got into a car accident because I was listening to Area Spears do the prank call of the Thai restaurant.
Which is a little disheartening.
Yeah, so I mean, so we caused a few sig alerts.
Yeah.
Not that LA needed any more traffic, but we definitely did that, wherever you are.
But you guys are making it, I mean, the reason that we do this. I mean, Brad and I started doing it because it was fun and we wanted another way to hang out and have an outlet to kind of expose ourselves. But I mean, the feedback we get from you guys, the tweets and the emails and the posts on the iTunes page is pretty awesome. And
absolutely,
we appreciate it. And don't stop doing it and keep spreading the good word. You know, we got the show is about to take a different direction, a new chapter in which a lot of really cool stuff is going to happen. And the promos we're going to get from Brad being on the radio station is just going to hopefully make our viewership climb even more and expose us to more people, which is going to make even more possibilities as far as guest-wise or where we do the podcast. We're looking in the next, I think, couple of years to start doing some shows on the road.
Absolutely. We'll definitely be doing that. And yes, I'm still going to be doing stand-up too.
Yeah.
I
know some people were asking, like, I think I saw them posting on an Instagram picture when you posted the radio thing. They were like, they asked, like, there's a lot of weird questions. They were like, does this mean the end of the podcast? Does this mean you're not going to do stand-up anymore?
Yeah.
Does this mean you're still going to be a dwarf? I was like, what? Okay. Well,
That's what you do. When you get a morning radio show job, they just give you the pill that cures everything. How the fuck do you think Rick Dees is still alive? That's a local reference. I'm still going to do the podcast. I'm still going to do stand-up. But one of the reasons why I took the radio job is because the last 3 years, I've been on the road. 42 weeks a year. There are 52 weeks in a year, people.
Holy
shit. So, 42 weeks in a year, that's gone 3-4 days, home for 3-4 days.
How pumped are you to be in one place? This is going to be, I mean, just the fact that you're starting a new chapter with a new job in a new city, but now you're going to be in a place where you're home on weekends and you can actually immerse yourself in a place. Because with Fullerton, you lived there already.
Right.
So it's like, when you were gone on the weekend, it was like, okay, well, like, I know this area. But now you're going to have a chance to be in a place and find local bars and meet people that you can see on Tuesday and go, you want to hang out on Saturday? And hang out on Saturday.
We can. I can go see a 49ers game. Notice I said 49ers, not Raiders. Sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry,
Side's
Oakland.
Side's already been chosen.
Oh, yeah. It's because everyone who listens to this podcast knows I'm a diehard Bronco fan. And yes, I know the Niners did beat the Broncos in one of the Super Bowls in the BE time. We say BE, that means before Elway.
That's hilarious.
So that's the same division as the Raiders. I can't be a Raider fan. I'm sorry. If you're listening to this from the Bay Area and you're like, but Brad, now you're going to be living here.
Shut up.
No. It's not going to happen. I don't like stabbing people. Therefore, I'm not a Raider fan. Oh yeah, shots fired, people. Shots fired. I'll be able to take in normal weekend activities. And
you've got to be you're going to be able to go to the zoo.
I know. Oh my god.
Just on a whim.
Just like
about the whim possibilities, the spontaneity that's going to be.
I'm off work at 11 a.m.
Life.
I'm off work at 11 a.m. 10:30 a.m. I can be like, yeah, it's 1 o'clock. Totally go to the zoo. Go see the aquarium. All these things that we're doing involve animals and probably weed. But
yeah, dude, wow. Because weed's... Yeah. No, it's not legal.
No, it's... Well, it
pretty much is, though, man.
California, I'm sure.
What if your beard... Mm-hmm. What if in 2015, your beard is 9 times the size it is now?
It might be.
Your weed habit is 10 times the size it is now.
Oh, boy.
Which just will mean it's 10 times the size.
Right.
There's no habit.
Yeah, exactly.
And that you start wearing cargo pants a lot.
Hey, man.
And tank tops and backwards hats like you're in some seventh grade skateboard game.
I'm going to go full Berkeley.
And you turn to Brad Williams, the hippie comedian.
Oh, see, and here's the thing that I discovered. I always thought that Berkeley was like the hey, man type accent. It's not. The Berkeley accent is more of a... It's more of just everything's in a whisper. At the end, it's kind of a question. Like,
oh my God, it's so funny. Yeah, so go. You know, we're thinking about going. We're thinking about going down to the wharf.
Yeah, we're gonna go to the wharf.
Okay, so do you want to go, or are you asking me if I want to go?
And then we're gonna get some soup.
They don't directly ask you. Yeah,
in a bread bowl.
They just say what they want to do with a question at the end.
But it's gonna
and
be
then
a gluten
free to respond.
But it's gonna be a gluten free bread bowl.
Did you go to the park?
There's
like a bench there.
It's like,
is there?
Is there? Is there a bench there? Okay. Fine. Listen, when you said radio, I think you were being offensive to those who have transistor radios. You didn't really mention them. I'm trying to be all inclusive here. So yeah, that's
what a
more
great character. Oh. I should have done that for my SNL audition.
Oh no, we've already talked. There's gonna be Berkeley guy.
On the radio show?
On the radio show.
I was just gonna say, oh man, this is gonna be great.
Yeah.
Yo, you're gonna have to let me come in studio, by the way. And like
you have an open pass.
Okay, great.
Whenever you're there, we'll have
I love that I know both of you pretty well. I mean, I know you extremely well, but Kevin and I have a good rapport too.
Sure. And you can call in and we can do here's my idea is that
give you an update from LA yeah. as Danza, or maybe as me, give you like a little like LA.
Sure,
it should be a cool thing.
Well, it's because
like, what's going on in LA?
Well, because
what's Brad missing?
What's Brad missing? and then you just have you describe what's going on, and I'm crying. No, but we did come up with a bit called "Defend Yourself, SoCal," where we talk about whatever crazy news is going on in Southern California, and I'm gonna be up in the Bay Area. I'm the SoCal guy, so then they're all gonna yell at me, and then I'm gonna have to defend myself.
Awesome, dude.
So we're gonna do that.
So are these things that you and Kevin pitched when you went in there? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. So you and him got together first.
Yeah, we got
the game plan.
We got together, came up with a few bits, and it's fun. Because
you're gonna be. Your radio DJs. I mean, five to nine. Everyone's on the way to work. You're
right.
You're what Kevin and Bean is.
Yeah,
a little bit earlier.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of people in San Fran go to work early.
Yeah, they
a
do.
Lot of financial district. A lot of
Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
So
you're gonna be, dude. People, you're gonna, dude. You're, this is gonna be. I bet you're gonna be huge.
I hope you so, man. Be a
I know so, man.
I hope so.
I know what you're bringing to the table, and I think the funny is just one part of it, but this podcast has helped to strengthen both of our speaking. Conversation skills,
our speaking conversation skills. Wait, what were we talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it definitely has, and I know that I wouldn't be able to take this gig if not for this podcast and if not for the Kevin and Bean show that's always let me on and been so nice to me. So I'm really excited, and it's going to be fun. And I'm probably going to be able to throw the first pitch at a Giants game.
Oh, yeah,
and
dude.
That'd be fun, and I'm going to show 50 Cent how to throw a fucking pitch.
By the way.
Yeah, Fitty, I saw that clip of you at the Mets game.
How about the Miss DC or Miss...
Oh, I saw that one, too.
Like
worst first pitches.
A pirouette?
Yeah, she did a pirouette, and then like she tried to throw it overhand, but then it was horrible.
By the way, have you... I don't think I've thrown footballs with you and mm-hmm. basketball. I don't think I've ever seen you throw a baseball.
I did.
What is it like?
I did the first pitch one time at a Long Beach Armada game. That's a minor league baseball
you wanna
team.
You want to pick that name up off the ground?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Go ahead and leave it there.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I'm a mover. I'm a shaker. I'm hanging out with the Long Beach Armada. Don't know if you know this, but during his attempt at a comeback, Mark Pryor pitched two games for them.
Okay, all right.
They're legit.
All right. I'll quiet down.
Exactly. Shut your mouth.
So how was it? Did you get the ball all the way there?
I got it all the way there, but here's the thing. I did it on something that they like to call LPA Appreciation Night, which was
God.
Little People of America Appreciation.
So you threw from like 8 feet from home plate.
There were three dwarves, and we were all going to throw out the first pitch at the same time.
So you threw it about 2 feet. Another dwarf picked it up, threw it the other 2 feet. And then the third one
we just passed it on down.
It was a relay race first pitch.
It was. Here's what we did. They wanted to throw from like, no joke, like 5 feet away. And I said, fuck that. We're throwing out the first pitch. I'm going from the damn mound. I don't care. So then I was essentially calling them all pussies. So then they came back to the mound with me. Only I got it there. I got it there.
It's impressive.
Fuck no, I'm not. I'm okay. Not going to roll that
gonna
pitch,
dude. That's going to happen, man.
You're
going to be the Casey Kasem of San Fran.
Oh my God.
Hey, this is a long distance dedication from Casey Kasem. Can you please, dude? Delilah was my favorite back in the day. If you can be. If you can have a segment where you put on some slow R&B and Brad, you do your dude. Maybe it's like Jason Statham does, like Collins. Or,
Jason Statham,
or Michael Caine. It's you know.
Cool. Okay, sure. Hey,
so
we'll have a very lovely lady out there named Carillon. Now, Carillon.
By the way, there's a dog fight happening.
There is a dog fight happening. I didn't know that.
I love the mic.
Yeah, I didn't.
Quiet for me.
I don't know if you guys can hear that, but there's two dogs going at it.
I don't know, man. You can't see what Brad just held the mic up.
I held the mic up
3 inches to see, like, hey, as if he was a news reporter.
Yeah,
and was trying to get a soundbite from Dwight Howard's penis.
Sure, it might have helped. I don't know. I didn't know you guys.
Can we hear it though?
I have no idea. Oh,
it stopped. They know we're podcasting.
They know we're podcasting. They don't have to fuck with us. All right, there, Susan. Michael wants to say something to you. Not me, Michael Caine, but the other Michael. Who works as a map salesman at Alcatraz. He wants to let you know that while he works in a jail all day, the only time he truly feels free is when he's in your embrace. That's right, he loves you, he loves your lips, and he loves your breasts, which both are the size of a tangerine.
But what song is he playing?
Okay, so now... Marco's going to send out to you the killer's Mr. Brightside, which is a horrible breakup song. I don't know why I chose that.
That's
one.
That's the best part, is picking the song.
Well, because we're a rock station, so it's
I didn't even ask that.
Yeah.
Because I was about to suggest Seal's Kiss My Rose.
Well, obviously, who wouldn't?
That's rock.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you? Seal's Kiss My Rose.
Classic
rock or just rock?
Just rock. It's like modern rock. So, here, in a long distance dedication, here's the Black Keys, Little Black Submarines.
I got to be honest, Brad. I think that's kind of a great idea.
I think it is a great idea. I think Michael Caine or Jason Statham has to do long distance dedications with whatever we have to work with in our song library. Although, here's a song that
you have to play like Katy Perry's Firework. That's pop, but that's
We couldn't really do that. But I found out that in our music bed we have Crash Test Dummies.
No, you don't.
And if you don't think that I'm going to play that one every damn chance I get.
Once there was this kid girl,
one of them,
got into an accident and couldn't go to school. But when she finally came back,
I don't know the next lyric.
There was a bruise in the body.
Bright lights. I'm going to play that every chance I get.
I really hope you do.
Yeah. And we came up with something to where if a caller calls in and they're making no sense, as sometimes callers do, we are going to stop the call, and then everyone in the show is going to take a vote and say, does she own cats? And we're just going to talk about how many cats we predict that she owns based on the amount of craziness that she's calling in.
So it is a full – I mean, how much radio versus comedy bits would you say? You have to have a certain amount of songs, right, that you play per hour.
Yep.
And which is what?
Right now we're starting at about 20 minutes of music an hour, 20 minutes of comedy bits, and then 20 minutes of commercials within an hour. So, So
that's 4 hours.
Yeah, and that's 4 hours. Our bits are about 4 to 6 minutes each. So that's every break we're gonna have to come up with something.
Let's keep in mind too. And again, this is where this podcast skill is going to help you enormously because the keeping stuff moving. Because when you do radio bits as a comic, you're on for maybe 5 minutes.
Yep.
Max.
Yep.
Maybe if you get lucky, you get to stick around.
Second
break. So maybe you do a morning news thing. I mean, it's very quick segments.
Sure.
So you're used to the rapid fire stuff.
Yep.
But now you got to pace yourself. Now you're almost commentating a baseball game.
Right. You know what? That's very good because when I start off at 5 a.m., I can't be guns a-blazing
at
5:45 and be like, wow, I used up all my good stories.
Yeah,
exactly. It's done.
You got to see, the third hour might be the time when people really start to listen. So save that, I wazzed in my pants over the root beer vanilla combo shit from Kid Valley.
We have to explain what a wazzing is.
Oh, yeah.
Because we did that on
the
podcast.
So we did Kelsey Cook's podcast, which if you don't know who she is, she's a Seattle-based comic, very funny young gal, and she's moving to Los Angeles, I think, next year, but she's got a podcast called Cooked on the Podaholics Network, so definitely check it out. She's hilarious and very sweet, and she came to Brad's hotel room.
Not to do that.
to meet us for the podcast.
Yeah.
And it was a great time. And in that, we brought up the way I've brought up my according to gym appearances. Brad pimped himself out to mention his Sam and Cat appearance.
Darn right.
Which I still haven't seen, which I feel like a terrible friend.
That's all right.
But
all good. But there was a line during...
You didn't mention this.
Yeah, during the Sam and Cat appearance where my character gets locked into a kitchen and the people are leaving the house. Now, granted, this show is on Nickelodeon. It's a kid's show.
Which means they can kind of address some filthy stuff because kids do like potty humor.
Right.
My niece, just yesterday, one of them was making up a song called Have You Ever Seen a Bear Combing His Hair, in which every line of the song is Have You Ever Seen a Bear Combing His Hair, but on the ninth time that she said that, she said Have You Ever Seen a Bear Combing His Booty Hair, to which I said that's hilarious. You are a genius. And I laughed because even kids know that making it a little dirty is funny.
It absolutely is.
But a Nickelodeon, you have to like...
You have to get creative with it.
Creative, yes.
You can't just say that. So as they're all leaving the house and I'm locked to the refrigerator, they say...
Wait, you were locked to the refrigerator?
Yeah, I was locked to the refrigerator.
Why?
Oh, because that's the only thing that had a handle on it. And I had handcuffs on. Wait, handcuffs, refrigerator, Ariana Grande? Sounds like a damn good time. anyway. But as they're leaving me locked to the refrigerator, they say, what if he has to take a Waz? And then there's a pause for laugh. And then one of the other characters
goes... Because they assume that all kids... either know what a Waz is or know that it's code for something.
Yeah.
Because kids know going in, they're like, Nickelodeon can't say certain things.
Right.
So these code words are going to be even more funny because of that.
Exactly. So they say, what if he has to take a Waz? And then there's a pause and...
There's a subtitle, by the way, that says, big fucking shit. Below it, right?
And then one of the other characters goes, or a Shaz.
Chaz Bono.
Or a Chaz Bono. What do you think of Chaz Bono? What's that? You're going to poop out a transsexual person? Yes.
Just completely like...
Absolutely. Hey, you eat enough Velveeta. You don't know what could happen to you. Yeah, Chaz Bono come out of there. So, yeah.
Shaz or a Waz. Wait, a Shaz or a...
A Shaz or a Waz.
Oh, my God. So, I don't know which one of those. So, on Kelsey's podcast, we came up with a bunch of things. Like, that could be a shitty magician duo or a law firm or the things that... I think what I said was like it could be the like if on the boxes of like a slip and slide when you see a kid going down and having a lot of fun, you see there's always like a quote above like I'm having the like Waz, like that's what the kid says when he goes down to express the amount of joy he's experiencing.
Sure, because you can't just say wow, that doesn't cover it.
Wow has had its day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow doesn't.
We are
tired.
We are putting Wow to bed. And Wow is not the name of a stripper.
Well, not with that attitude. Yeah, but, Shaz and Waz. God, yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah. So they got very creative with that. So now, if you ever want to have a little fun, if you've got siblings or kids or nieces and nephews and they're a little younger, say a little Waz and Shaz, and all your parents won't think that you're polluting their minds.
Oh my God.
But then you get to have those inside jokes with them.
I need to, and we were supposed to have my nieces on the podcast today,
mm-hmm.
Which I think still might happen tomorrow with just me, which I'm bummed about because I was really, I wanted them to, you know, A, hear live what their reaction to you would be. But also, like, as you said with, I think... Didn't you with like Dr. Drew's kid? No, who was it? Jay Moore's kid?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Jay Moore's kid. Yeah.
I want to expose them.
Yeah.
To that people are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I think that's a worthwhile thing to
It totally is. And this is a perfect example. I don't know if I told the story on this podcast or maybe another one, so if it's a repeat, I apologize. But I was recently in a hotel. Dogs are attacking each other again. Yeah. All right, on. Okay.
Is it
round two?
I was waiting. Who's going to make the first Michael Vick joke?
No. I was trying to hold it in.
Yeah.
I was trying to like, that's just low-hanging fruit.
Hit it.
But, why not?
Fruit.
Yeah.
I'm playing Coachella next week.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the kids. So,
Sprocket. Okay. Low-hanging fruit and Toe the Wet Sprocket.
That's a solid good show.
It's actually a pretty good
headline comment. By the head and the heart.
Oh, nice.
Done. So I was in this hotel and I was going down the elevator and it stopped at a floor and the door opened and a kid sees me and the kid's there with his dad and the kid just immediately sees me and turns around, grabs his dad's leg and like bursts into tears like, what is it?
Oh,
and like he's freaking out and I'm laughing. And
you are laughing.
Yeah.
You're past the point of being offended by something like that.
You can't.
Because that did make me curious because I was like, I want my nieces to do it, A, again, to be exposed, but mm-hmm. also like to really generally see how they reacted. And
sure.
I know that they're sweet enough girls that they would not even think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Their faces might show a little bit of like,
what?
Like they would be like,
you're
our age, right? Or like they might, but I know they wouldn't, but also I don't know for sure if they would go like, if one of them just all of a sudden goes and curses for the first time and goes, what the fuck is that? Like if one of my nieces just starts crying and the other one goes, what the fuck is that? And points and comes up and starts throwing hot water on you and like melt you. Like if all that went down, I would go, okay, see, bad you guys. Hey, bad nieces.
Bad. You open a newspaper. Bad.
And then you go, that's not how you deal with situations like this.
Exactly.
But I know that wouldn't happen, but so you meet this kid.
Yeah, and he cries, and then he turns to his dad, and his dad knows that this is some sort of situation.
You're like,
where
I know this.
Yes, to say
this
something.
When I first dropped my pants in high school, so
sure.
I know the situation.
Absolutely, the girl turned and cried. It was perfect. So the dad just goes, he does that.
He does that.
And I'm looking at him, and I just pause and go, what, freaks out when he sees a little person? That's just his thing. Like, some kids like Ultimate Frisbee. Some kids, they play Xbox all day. Your kid freaks out whenever he sees a little person. It's a hobby.
It's a thing. It's a phase.
Yeah, it's a phase. He's going through it.
We're hoping he picks up shuffleboard next.
So, yeah, there's definitely always that. Always that moment where a kid encounters anything different, where it could go any number of ways.
Yeah.
I know that when my sister first saw a black person, she had never seen a black person
isn't that
before,
crazy?
And she saw one, and she goes, "Mommy, what's that?"
Yes.
And like points
in the middle of the store.
Yeah, and this was
in the middle of a Walmart. On Crenshaw Boulevard.
On Crenshaw, as my parents were taking her through South Central to give her some culture.
Which, if you don't know the context of that, that's a area of town that is predominantly black.
I'm African American. Yes.
I went there once, quick side story,
mm-hmm.
Looking for a fan during the summertime because mm-hmm. it was super hot. Target mm-hmm. was sold out. Bed Bath & Beyond was sold out. Everyone was sold out. I went to Walmart. I'm walking. They go, the fans are upstairs, but there's not too many left. I literally, as if I was on a Toys R Us shopping spree, ran up that escalator,
sure.
being like, I got to get there quick.
Right.
I walk up. I see an aisle. There's one fan. It was
oh
almost
my God.
Like a movie. Like I did a zoom in on that one fan at the bottom shelf. I see no other fans around it. It's almost like a hallelujah.
This was like your Jingle All the Way moment.
Oh my God! It was
and
Turbo
you,
Man.
And
you the last fan.
You saw you Turbo Man.
Who's the last fan? Is that fan's last fan?
That fan's last fan. That fan. Why haven't you endorsed a line of fans? Why not?
The dat
fan.
And only for black people?
Yeah.
They go, it's that fan.
He's not this fan. It's that fan. I'm not buying this fan. I'm buying that fan.
And then he pops up and goes, it's a good fan.
It's a good fan. Oh, that
oh
fan. Do it.
Oh.
Come
so
up.
I see that one fan at the bottom of the shelf, and I walk towards it, but I have to walk down this long aisle.
Mm.
And I kid you not, Brad, moments before I pick this fan up, so I'm walking straight down the aisle, right? So
right.
You know there's perpendicular to
sure.
the aisle I'm walking down vertically.
Your third grade math teacher
aisle,
is
right?
now excited that
yeah,
you
yeah.
used the word perpendicular correctly in a sentence. Well done, sir.
Perpendicular is also...
sounds like the name of a Jewel album.
It does.
The new album from Jewel, Perpendicular.
When you say it like that.
Perpendicular, like a fragrance
it
or something.
It also sounds like a really like the name of like the kid like at the yacht club. Like, have you met our son, Perpendicular? We've got Josiah and Perpendicular. They're taking the ski boat out to France for the winter.
Perpendicular, get down from the mast. We have some people here you'd like to meet.
We have some people here. Come say hello to Mufasa and Jebediah. Oh, God.
Jebediah.
The same way that it is the best to have a band and name it whatever you want, that you get that same privilege with having kids, man.
You really do.
And I tell you what.
You can do whatever.
I've joked about this before,
mm-hmm.
but here are some possible names for my child.
Sure.
Mufasa.
Obviously.
Shrek, Mutombo.
Sure. Okay.
Alonzo.
Of course.
Gonzo.
Yes.
Fozzie.
Any one of the Muppets.
Green Ranger.
Yeah. Green Ranger. You know what, though?
NBA players from the 90s, yeah. Muppets or cartoon characters.
Yeah, this is my son, Def LaShrimp Ray. And I think Green Ranger is actually okay because that sounds like a super fan for the Seahawks.
It does.
You know, it's like, and now we have Hawk Daddy on this side of the stadium,
yeah.
and we got Green Ranger on this side
yeah.
of the stadium. And you guys are
fired up.
And you guys are leading the chance.
That's an enthusiastic combo.
Why hasn't anyone come to the Seahawk game in a Green Ranger outfit?
I don't know.
That has to happen.
Shots fired.
Okay.
Anybody who owns a green T-shirt or towel or sweatshirt.
Oh, you got to go full.
Or just has Lyme disease.
Okay, sure. That as well. But no, you got to go full Green Ranger. You have to have that flimsy piece of tinfoil that he had around his shoulders that he explained was some kind of shield.
Yep.
And even me as a 7-year-old kid, I'm like, are you kidding me? That's a shitty piece of plastic that Bugle Boy threw out. How's that for a 90s clothing reference?
Perpendicular. We're going to have Kobe Beef and the Bugle Boy.
But anyway.
Bugle Boys, that's who they hired to play the Suns. Perpendicular will be performing Concerto's Fourth Symphony movement in, if that's a real thing, the fourth movement of the Third Symphony on the second day of winter. And he will be accompanied by our nephew, Bugle Boy. His real name is Stefan, but he plays the bugle and he's a boy.
So I got him Bugle Boy.
It is a coincidence that he plays his bugle with a giant bugle, one of the snacks.
He plays it with him on his fingers?
An actual instrument where he plays it. Yeah. No, he puts mini bugles on his fingers.
Oh, wow.
And then hits the back of a trash can.
Oh, well, that just sounds like a performer from the hit Broadway musical Stomp. I'm sure that could happen.
From the hit Broadway musical.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm walking down the aisle, and just before I grab that fan.
You grab that fan?
Just before I grab that fan.
Oh, you grab that fan. Why you grab that fan?
Not this fan.
That fan.
So just before I grab it, a black dude comes out of nowhere and picks it up. I'm not even kidding you.
Yeah.
Picks it up. And I literally go, oh, no, shit, man. Like, just expressing like, oh. I go, wait. I say, wait. And he looks at me and he's like, what's up? I go, I was going to get that. Mm-hmm. He goes, sorry, man. And I go, that's the last fan in this whole story. I go, in this whole store. I go, what am I supposed to do? Yep. And he just looks at me and goes, open a window, nigga. And just kept walking. And
oh, my God.
Because A, the N-word.
Yeah, that's great.
And B, his timing was impeccable.
Money at that point.
And C, I had bed sweats for 2 weeks.
Sure. And every night, you're just like, I guess I should.
Great story.
Guess I should heed his advice and maybe open a window.
I did, great story, right?
That's fucking fantastic. Sometimes you got to do that sort of thing.
Your top, before we wrap this up, so pumped for this radio show job.
Yeah.
You are going to have a Brad's like top 40, though, right? Or like some sort of countdown, like a song count. Like,
wow.
There's got to be.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I don't know if it's going to be a weekly thing. I don't know if it would be something to where I can count down the hits that you lost your virginity to in the 90s.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah, obviously.
Phil Collins, You'll Be in My Heart.
Hell yeah. Anything by En Vogue.
Wow.
Sure.
What a man. What a mighty good man.
It's a mighty, mighty good man.
We'll be right back. I'm Danny Glover. Ever have your friend leave the podcast and take a radio job in San Francisco? Well, get Danny Glover's Spoon and Pillow Chair. That's right. It's a chair that's also a pillow. You can sleep on it. You can sit on it. But it looks like your friend, just so you don't feel bad when he left you to go to another city and get a new job that pays better. Yeah, that's right. He's making more money than you. So guess what? That money you own for the Super Bowl ticket, you might not have to pay him back for.
Hey, shut up. Shut up, Danny Glover.
Dan. Yeah, I got to finish. That's the only time that Glover will be interrupted when it's financial.
Exactly. When it involves my money. I mean, hell, don't you realize that I just now was committed to spending $200 to get my pillows restuffed?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I need that money.
You're not swimming in dough.
No.
You've got pillow adjustments being made.
I do.
Behind your back.
Behind
that's
my back.
That's gangster shit, by the way.
It is. Mom just says, you know, I just got your pillows
what
restuffed.
What if she just left you a voicemail?
Brad.
I don't know why my mom turned into Phyllis Diller after 10 cigarettes.
I went ahead and made some.
It's Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Brad, I made some changes to your pillow. You owe me $200. Great Scott, it was expensive.
Yeah, no shit. Good thing I'm paying for that. Oh, my God. So,
well, I'll tell you what you won't be paying for.
What's that?
The hospital bills from the audience in San Fran when they die from laughter.
Yeah.
When you take over the morning show, 107 point...
Or 105.3, but whatever.
The Mountain Rock.
Or Live 105. The Mountain Rock. That sounds like someone's nickname from Game of Thrones. Oh, you've been challenged by the Mountain Rock.
Maybe that was the name of the thing in Neverending Story.
True. Sounds like that, too. Yeah. You fly. You fly up on, what's the dog's name? The dog
Falcor.
Yeah, you fly up on Falcor to go get your treasures at the mountain rock.
Which, by the way, if you want to do a Falcor when you're having sex with a girl, it's where you do her doggy style, but then you pick her up and ride around on her like a dog.
Okay. then you go to a magical land. I like that. I'm gonna try a Falcor next time. It's gonna be great. But yeah, but
and then you drop her off outside, and you go, and she, no, and then you drop her off outside, and she calls the next day like, "Where am I?" And you go, "Oh, it's a nothing. I think it took over. The nothing took over, and that's why you're by yourself, because the nothing."
Good Lord, I think we have to come up with some like '90s fantasy sexual positions based on movies that we saw.
The Fraggle.
Well, obviously, would you fuck her underground? you like fuck her with her head in the ground like an ostrich? It's called the Fraggle.
By the way, my neighbors here, my parents' neighbors, I've never been exposed to. I feel like we've been pretty. Towards the end of the podcast, everything's been fine. There's one neighbor's going to be like, George, I don't know what you guys were doing, by the way, over there. I don't know if you guys were having some sort of afternoon dinner party, but. I just want to thank you for the suggestion to give my wife the Falcor, because our sex life has never been better.
She loved it.
She loved it.
She absolutely loved it.
Coincidentally, we watched the movie right after. Still holds up.
And it was a blast.
And it was a blast. All right, so 105.3.
Live 105.
I'm on. Yeah, I like that.
Live 105. I'm on with, but it's myself. It's Kevin Klein. It's a very funny sketch and improv comic named Allie Johnson. She's gay. I say that because she's going to do a daily bit called Today in Gay, where she just talks about what's going on in gay news, and we've already written a jingle for it, and it's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
So
jingles. That, to me, is, like, again, one of the coolest parts of doing that.
Yeah, you get to write jingles, and you get to construct them. And it's like this whole deep, serious news thing. It goes, today, in. And then some guy just comes in and goes, gay. So, it's
big fan of that.
Yeah. It's just fun. It's just – and because you're on every day, you have multiple opportunities to – if you have an idea, try it out.
Yeah.
If it didn't work, maybe adjust it. Maybe
– it's the same way that late-night talk show hosts work it out, man. You're in a similar format where it's like – I mean, but much longer – I mean – similar, but much different. I mean, because you're nonstop. You're taking commercial breaks,
mm-hmm.
and you get to test out, feel the waters out. Like, you know, is mm-hmm. this bit gonna, is it gonna float here, or
sure.
is it gonna drown?
That was very, very poignant.
Thank you
for being up here in Seattle, like just being out there by the lake,
man. Nature,
nature,
the green, the clean air.
I think we should go smoke a joint.
Thanks for listening, guys. This has been a very special episode from Seattle. Follow Brad on Twitter at Funny Brad. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy.
Go to my website, bradwilliamscomedy.com. Not a lot of tour dates because I had to cancel a lot because of the radio show. I apologize if you were waiting to come out to a show, but I will reschedule, and I'm not going to stop doing stand-up. I will keep touring, so you'll definitely see me in a town near you. And yeah, I'm just I'm very anxious for this new career opportunity. Anxious to keep this podcast going and see wherever the hell it turns up. It's gonna be fun.
Yep, and there's, you know, definitely probably a cleaner way to close out. But
yep,
you know what I'm gonna do.
So that's the show.
Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessime Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.